Hey everyone, how's it going? This is Azrin here, owner of the Calgary Language Nerds, and welcome to today's podcast episode. I have a class that starts in just under 15 minutes, so I'm going to wrap this podcast up in about 10. I'll record for about 10 minutes. What I would like to do today is I would like to practice something. I would like to practice speaking in facts, and truths. So say things that I believe to be factual and or truthful. So over the past 9 days, I've written 8 different blog posts. In these blog posts, I've called them brain dumps. And what I do is I sit down and I write what I believe to be truthful and or factual, that's the word. When I've done this, I discover things about myself that I didn't know before. So a great example is I discovered that by default, when I enter relationships, platonic or romantic, when I enter relationships, I assume that we're going to know each other and be in some kind of a relationship until death do us part. Literally, we're going to know each other until one of us dies. I've had that belief, at least a part of me has had that belief, since I was a child. It goes back pretty far. And I'm not 100% sure. I'm not 100% sure where that started or how it started. I don't know. It might even be something that was genetic. I have no idea. I really don't know. But that's something I discovered by doing this, what I've been calling to myself, fact jumping or truth jumping. Picture this. You're playing a video game. Maybe it's an action video game, action or adventure. And you enter a level and it's a dark room. You're standing on a circle, a floating circle, pretty small. So if you run off any one of the sides of the circle, you're going to fall into this dark abyss and die. And imagine that in this dark room, there are circles scattered, floating circles scattered among this dark, throughout this dark room. And in order for you to cross the room to get from one side to the other, you have to jump on these floating circles. They're small. So if you miss your jump, you fall into the dark abyss and you die and you have to restart the level. I've been using that as an analogy for communication lately, at least for me. So when I've been writing, and I want to practice doing this when I talked, because I try to do this, but I feel I'm more successful. I feel like I'm more successful when I do this in writing. When I'm talking, I feel like I'm less successful sometimes. So I want to practice. But I want to practice making sure that everything I write or say is something that I believe is factual and or truthful. When I've done so in writing, it's a profound experience every time I do it. I learn something about myself. It feels incredibly meaningful. Yeah, it feels meaningful. I learn a lot about myself, and something deep inside has this feeling. Deep inside me, I have a feeling that this is what I have to do to get everything that is good for me in my life. That's the feeling that I have. Kind of like if you were in a dark room playing a video game in a dark room, you have to cross the room, there's floating discs. Well, the evidence in front of you is essentially saying if you want to cross this room, you've got to jump accurately on these floating discs and you can't miss, otherwise you fall into the abyss and die. There's one way across the room, which is a jump on all these floating discs. Each disc to me represents a fact or a truth. Every time I speak something that's factual or write something that is factual or truthful, I successfully landed on the disc. When I say something that isn't quite factual or truthful, I missed the disc and I fell into the abyss. That's one analogy. Another imagery I've had in my mind is that of a dartboard. Now, dartboards have the bullseye in the middle, and they have different rings that surround that bullseye to create a dartboard, obviously, different colors. Now, the analogy I've had is sometimes when I get my words exactly right, it's like I hit the bullseye on the dartboard and I can feel it. It's like, yes, yes, that's exactly what I should have said. Sometimes I miss the bullseye by a little bit and it feels like, okay, that was still pretty darn good, but that wasn't exactly the right word choice. It wasn't exactly what I wanted to say. Sometimes when I'm talking about things that I haven't thought a lot about or that are more complicated, sometimes I feel like I hit the edges of the dartboard. And for me, when I'm talking, sometimes the imagery I have in my mind is, I want to make sure I at least hit the dartboard. Because sometimes I say stuff that's way off the dartboard. I've missed the dartboard and hit someone in the eye instead. And it's like, oh crap, I hit someone's eye. Oh no, that's not good. Or I missed the dartboard and hit the wall. Or I throw the dart and it sort of clumsily bangs into the dartboard and doesn't even stick in the dartboard. So I try to hit the dartboard. That's another imagery that I've had in my mind when I communicate. And again, the reason I'm doing this is because it feels like this is what I have to do in order for me to get everything that would be good for me in my life. Or even, I might even say what I want in my life. Although, that's a more complicated sentence. Because one thing I found, and maybe you can relate to this, I don't always know what I want. Or even worse, I think I know what I want, and then I find out, actually, that's not really what I wanted. Or I get what I want. No, I can't think of a good example of this right now, but I feel like people get what they want sometimes, and then they find out that's not what they wanted. I've heard stories like that. So at least for me, I find my feeling right now is that what I want is complicated to figure out. And as I've used this truth/fact jumping process, in other words, jumping from disc to disc to cross a dark abyss and get to the other side. That's what I call the fact jumping. As I've done that process, I've discovered things that I want that I didn't know that I wanted. Or I've discovered that, oh, I don't really want that. What I'm looking for is this. Or I've discovered, oh, I see why I want that. And now that I understand why I want that, I feel differently towards a thing that I want, for example. Let's switch topics a little bit. It's related, but or I think it's related. I want to talk about this question here, which is, what would you do if you weren't scared? I heard this in a podcast recently. It was a great little question. And the question was, what would you do if you weren't scared? And I've been asking myself that question more often recently. What would I do if I wasn't scared? Often, the answer that pops into my mind is something that I end up deciding that I actually should probably do. That's a hypothesis. I might be wrong. The stuff I'm doing that scares me, and I'm acting as if I'm doing it because I'm thinking, oh, if I wasn't scared, that's what I would do. I don't know if those are the right decisions, honestly. It's a hypothesis. I'm trying it to see what happens. But I will tell you that it feels very different. I don't feel the same on a day-to-day basis as I did 6 months ago or last year, really most of my life. Remember last summer, maybe I can't remember if I did this on the podcast or mostly on my blog. I actually can't remember. But last summer, right after my trip to Taiwan, I went on this whole honesty kick and I started to be more vulnerable and share stuff that I had never shared before. And often I was very scared to do so. But it was therapeutic. It was cathartic. That's probably the right word. It was cathartic. And I felt very hard to find the words to describe how I felt, but it felt, let's say that I prefer how I feel nowadays when I act like this to how I used to feel when I didn't act like this. I feel completely different. It feels better. It feels, The word that comes to mind now is it feels a hell of a lot more real. I actually feel like I'm living in something closer to reality, whereas before I was living in something more delusional. So what would you do if you weren't scared? It's a great question. I heard a wonderful quote recently. It was from Leila Hormozi, that's her name. She said fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. So if you picture, there's actually two ways to picture this. The initial way I pictured it was not the second way that I pictured it. One way is to picture a crack across a big desert that's a mile wide, but you can step over the fear very easily, right? Maybe it's a foot long, but a mile long, like a foot wide, but a mile long. So you can step over it pretty easily. The other imagery, actually like the second one better, is the fear looks like an ocean, but the second you start walking, it's only ankle deep. So your feet get wet, but you're able to walk through it pretty darn easily. I like that one a lot better. And that's what it's often felt like. Some decisions I've made recently that were scary, and I still made them, were to teach less. I've told multiple students that I will no longer be able to teach them after XYZ date. That was scary, especially since I have relationships with a lot of these people. I really like them. What else have I changed? I'm trying to think now what else I've done. I feel like there's more than that. I'm faster in a day-to-day basis. I get to jobs faster. So for example, there's some group classes that are going to be starting up in March. And normally it might have actually taken me a week to get everything together because it sounds scary to make the document with all the prices, all the dates, all the times, payment instructions, curricula. That sounds scary. But I thought, well, if I wasn't scared, I would just do it. And then not only did I do it in a matter of maybe 30 minutes, not only that, it was actually pretty easy, but I already started marketing it. I've already told about, 20 people about the course. I was like, holy shit, like what? That's craziness. So there's other things like that where I've just moved faster on things because when I ask myself, what would I do if I wasn't scared? A lot more gets done because so many things I'm not doing because it scares me. I'm scared. So that's today's podcast. Nothing to do with languages, but that's what came out today. Anyway, thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll chat soon. Bye-bye.